This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Now, more than a year after Russia's invasion of Ukraine, world leaders are trying to pressure Russia to end its onslaught. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
In a statement, G7 leaders renewed their commitment to further counter Russia's capacity to wage its illegal aggression and pledged to prevent Russia from obtaining military equipment and technology. They also called on other countries to stop providing Moscow with military support. New U.S. sanctions target more than 200 people and entities that have helped Russia evade earlier sanctions. Japan's prime minister announced his government will freeze assets of some 120 individuals and organizations and ban the export of drones and other materials that can be used for military purposes. I'm Ben Thomas.
Speaking at a Pentagon news briefing, the Defense Department spokesperson, Brigadier General Pat Ryder, says it's unclear if China has shipped arms to Russia for the Ukraine war.
I don't have any specific intelligence to share. I know, for example, that Secretary Blinken and the NSC Strategic Communication Director have talked to this and indicated that there is indications that China is considering to the possibility of providing lethal aid. But again, to this point, we have not seen them do that.
The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for killing more than 70 soldiers, wounding dozens, and taking 5 hostages in an ambush in a military convoy in northern Burkina Faso. That statement posted Friday by the group's news agency said it attacked a convoy trying to advance to areas under its control, seized weapons, and chased retreating soldiers for miles into the desert. Images released by the group show 54 slain bodies in military uniform lying in the blood-stained dirt, as well as more than 50 seized assault rifles and images. This is VOA News. People were still lined up early Saturday afternoon, hours after voting was supposed to close in Nigeria, during the country's presidential and parliamentary elections, which opened with large delays. Thousands remained in line in polling stations, waiting to cast ballots and sparking frustration Saturday. Some, like businessman Daniel Kessie, arrived to find no elections officials at all.
I've been here for like 30 minutes. I came here since almost 7:30. But the officials are yet to come, so we are still waiting on them. And you can see I'm here and everyone else is here. So I'm eager to vote, to cast my vote, to perform my constitutional rights.
The elections come amid fears of violence from Islamic militants in the north to separatists in the south, but officials did not postpone the vote, as the last presidential elections were. Voting was largely peaceful Saturday, but gunmen stole ballot boxes across the country. More winter weather is taking its toll on the United States. VOA's Marissa Melton explains why.
Heavy rain and snow are pounding California and other parts of the West in the latest winter storm to hit the United States. Meanwhile, Michigan is shivering through extended power outages caused by one of the worst ice storms in decades. The weather has closed major roads around the country, caused traffic pileups, closed schools, and delayed air travel. The National Weather Service has issued blizzard warnings for California's Sierra Nevada and Southern California's mountains. As much as 1.5 meters of snow could fall there. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
U.S. First Lady Jill Biden is saying now that she's giving a clear indication that President Joe Biden is planning to run for a second term, telling the Associated Press in an exclusive interview Friday that there's pretty much nothing left to do but figure out the time and place for the announcement. Although Biden has long said that it's his intention to seek re-election, he has yet to make it official, and he struggled to dispel questions about whether he's too old to continue serving as president. He will be 86 at the end of a second term. Pope Francis said Saturday that financial misconduct by Vatican personnel harms the church's mission and scandalizes the faithful, doubling down on the need for trials in the city's state to find justice. He made the comments during an address to prosecutors, judges, and employees of the Vatican City State Civil and Criminal Tribunal at the start of the judicial year. The tribunal has seen its caseload grow significantly in recent years as the Vatican enforces new financial standards and accountability, most recently with an ongoing trial in the Holy See's investment in a London property. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.